art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
God bless you this morning. We want to welcome you to our online service at Shouts of Grace Center. I believe so strongly that God is going to be ministering to us this morning. Shall we have a word of prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we give you all the praise. We thank you for your word, because your word is life. As your word is taught this morning, let the spirit of the word rest upon us. Open the eyes of our understanding. Give us a higher revelation of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of fear in our midst, and we declare that it is well with us, even in this season. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I'll be talking about a topic titled 10 Reasons Why You Should Not Be Afraid. In this season we are in, because of COVID-19, a lot of people are in fear, perpetual fear. A lot of people are scared to their bones. A lot of people are trapped in fearful thoughts because of what the season presents. We all know that fear is that unpleasant feeling we have anytime we can sense danger. And we also know that there are over 100 kinds of phobia. However, we see in the scriptures, the Bible is telling us never to be afraid. I want to give us 10 reasons why we should not be afraid. Number one, God told you and I not to be afraid. That's the first reason why you should not have or entertain any kind of fear. God said we should not be afraid. You see, whether you like it or not, fear is going to approach you. And you have a choice to say, no, I refuse to fear in this particular situation. All over the scripture, we find that phrase, fear not. Everywhere in the Bible, we see that phrase, fear not. Every time angels appear to humans, the first words they will say, fear not. Most of the time when Jesus was performing miracles of healing, he would tell them, fear not. At the time he appeared to disciples while he was walking in the sea, fear not. And when we see this word fear not all over the scriptures, we understand that God is trying to communicate something to us. David told us not to fear. In Psalm 46 and verse 2, the Bible declared, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried to the midst of the sea. What is King David saying here? He's saying and he's telling us that fear is a choice. He would say, therefore will not we fear. It's a conscious, deliberate effort on our part to make up our mind not to fear. In Psalm 23 and verse 4, he says, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 27 and verse 3, though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in these will I be confident. In other words, it's a conscious effort on our part not to be fearful. In Psalm 27 verse 3, Message translation, he says, when besieged, I'm calm as a baby. When all hell breaks loose, I'm collected and cool. It's powerful. We're besieged right now all over the world. Coronavirus, people dying. All over the world, over 1.2 million people infected, several thousands of people dead, and there's fear in the air. But King David told us, I must come as a baby. Why? Because God is with you and I. Isaiah told us not to fear. Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear thou not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Look at the Message translation. It said, don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady, and I'll keep a firm grip on you. I mean, that's so powerful. Refuse to panic, people of God. Refuse to yield to fear. It's a decision you have to make. You've got to tell yourself, I will not fear. And you also need to be careful about the kind of thing you listen to. If all the time you switch on your television, all you listen to are negative news, you are opening the door for fear. Rather, get into your Bible. Read the scriptures. Surround your heart with God's scripture. And you will see fear moving away from you. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 31, fear ye not therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. God has placed a lot of value on you. If you have a revelation of that, if you have an understanding of that, you will know that God will take care of you, and coronavirus will not take you out of the show. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 17, he said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. This was the revelation that Apostle John had at the Isles of Patmos. And what happened here was, when he saw the revelation of Jesus, he couldn't hold it and he fell down. But look at what happened next. He said, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. He had to tell John that, because if he didn't, John would not be able to receive from him. It shows that Jesus Christ does not want to operate in the atmosphere of fear. Fear will keep us from receiving the best of God. And Jesus Christ told him, I am the first and the last. And everything that happens in between, I've already taken care of it. In other words, let your mind be at rest. Glory to God. Number two reason why you should not be afraid is because fear is not of God. Fear is not of God. If fear is not of God, then it means it's of the devil. Fear is a tool in the hand of the devil. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Look at what it says. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So we know right here that one, fear is a spirit. Secondly, God has not given us. Anytime there's this cringing fear that overwhelms you, know that that's a spirit at work. Secondly, know that it's not from God. If it's a spirit at work, then you are contending with forces. This is the way to approach fear. Don't see fear as, well, maybe because of my temperament. Oh, maybe because of the things I went through growing up. Oh, maybe because of this and that. And, you know, psychologists have given us several names to it. Oh, it's phobia. It's this, it's Afrophobia. It's waterphobia. It's all of it. All, they've given us all kind of phobias. They've given a name to it. But the Bible didn't tell us that way. The Bible says it's a spirit. It's a spirit. Fear of people, fear of crowd, fear of water, fear of air travel, fear of sea travel. There's a spirit that is walking behind them. Look at the Amplified version of 2 Timothy 1:7. God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear. Said, but he has given us a spirit of power, of love, of a calm and a well-balanced mind, and discipline and self-control. People of God, resist fear like you will resist something poisonous. It's a spirit. Don't accommodate it. Don't open your door for it. It's a spirit. It's an entity. Resist it with every fiber of your being. refuse to yield to this wrong spirit. We are dealing with spirits here. It's not just because of coronavirus. No, there's a spirit of fear behind coronavirus. And the fear is killing more people than the virus itself. Refuse to yield to the feelings of fear. Watch the kind of things you listen to. Don't listen to negative news all day. Get into your Bible and put some word into your spirit. Glory to God. Number three reason why you should not be afraid. What you fear will eventually come upon you. What you fear will come upon you. So you need to be careful about the things you subject yourself to under fear. When you fear a particular sickness, you are opening the door for that sickness. Fear is faith in the devil's ability. So refuse to meditate on negative, fearful thoughts. Rather meditate on God's word. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15, he said, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil." Now look at the next statement. "And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." All their lifetime. Because of the fear of death, they subjected themselves under bondage. You see, fear is a spirit. That spirit overwhelmed them. And all through their lifetime, let's assume they lived for 75 years. All through their lifetimes, they were under the bondage of this wrong spirit. Look at the way Amplified Version puts verse 15 of Hebrews chapter 2. It says, "And also, that it might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives." Throughout the whole course of their lives, these people were held in bondage. But look at what the Bible says, glory to God. It says it delivered and completely set free. You've been set free and delivered from the spirit of fear. You've been set free from all kind of phobia. All kind of spirit that come upon you and you wouldn't be able to sleep. And you have nightmares all through. You have been completely set free. Establish yourself in the freedom that Jesus already gave you. In Job chapter 3, verse 25. It said, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me." Whatever you fear will gravitate in your direction. Whatever you meditate on, negative fear, you are empowering your environment to use that same thing against you. The Message translation of Job 3:25 says, "The worst of my fears has come true. What I've dreaded most has happened." Let it not be that your story. Refuse to dread anything. Refuse to dread coronavirus. Take all the precautions. Wash your hands. Use hand sanitizer, but refuse to fear. Refuse to develop pictures of yourself lying down in a hospital under ventilators. Refuse those pictures. Refuse them. And don't allow the spirit of fear in your life. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The spirit of fear will not overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. You are delivered from the spirit of fear. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory to God. Praise God. Alright, let's go to number four reason why you should not be afraid. Number four reason is because there is no God like our God. I mean, that is enough revelation that should settle you. There is no God. Nobody like our God. Nobody like Him. Nobody will ever be like Him. Nobody will ever take His place. Nobody will ever do what He can do. No God as big as our God. In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 10 to 11, He says, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." Verse 11, I am the Lord God, and beside me there is no Savior. You see, God is proclaiming this himself, that before me there is none, after me there will be none, nobody beside me, I'm all by myself, and nobody will ever be like me. Meditate on that. Let it settle in your spirit that your God has no comparison, nobody like him. Nobody will equal him. Hallelujah. The number five reason why you shouldn't be afraid is because this God, who is so big, is on our side. This God is on your side. This God is on my side. I can go to bed on that. I can rest my mind. Why? Because this God is on my side. God sure has all these things in control. God is in control of this earth. God is in control of the world. God is in control of the universe. He's a big God. He knows about everything. And this God that is so big is also on my side. In Romans chapter 8 verse 31, he said, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You see, the writer is asking a question. What shall we say? Because there is nothing to say. There is nothing to say to it. It's an established fact that if God be for us, nobody can be against us. If God be for us, nobody can come against us. What shall we say to this thing? There is nothing to say, because you cannot contend with that fire. God is with you and I. And because he's with us, nobody, no disease, no sickness can come nigh us. No sickness can be against us. Why? Our God that is so big is on our side. Message translation says, so what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? We can't lose this battle of coronavirus. No. Why? Because God is on our side. He said, what do you think? He's asking you a question. What do you think about it? Do you have God on your side? Why then are you scared? Why are you afraid? Why are you thinking you might die? Why are you thinking coronavirus might come to your side? You see, take all the precautions. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. But refuse to fear. What do you think? Why are you thinking coronavirus will overwhelm you? It can't, because God is on our side. In verse 35 of Romans chapter 8, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And I like to add, or coronavirus? God is not going to abandon you and I in this time of coronavirus, COVID-19. No! He's with you and I. No sickness can separate us from the love of God. Verse 37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He said, I'm persuaded. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, or any other virus, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let your mind be at rest. If God, this God that is so big on your side, and is keeping you safe, no evil will come nigh your dwelling. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say of the Lord is our refuge and our fortress, our God, in him we trust. Believe that. And rehearse that in your ears over and over again. Number six reason why you should not be afraid is because God is the sovereign righteous judge of all the earth. Talk about the sovereignty of God. In John chapter 19, 10 to 11, then said Pilate unto him, remember when Jesus Christ was about to be crucified and he was brought before Pilate. He said, then said Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have the power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? You see, Pilate was telling Jesus Christ, yeah, don't you think the decision to set you free is in my hand? Don't you think I can make you alive and I can kill you? Don't you think I can tell them to kill you or I can free you? But look at what Jesus Christ said. That response is epic. That response is eternal. Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto you had the greater sin. What Jesus Christ is saying here is that nothing happens unless God allows it. Hallelujah. No death can prevail over your life without God knowing. And we know that God is on our side. We are more than conquerors. It's not God's intention to kill us. No. 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 Everything that happens, God allows. God allows. Number seven reason why you should not be afraid is because we are righteous. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In Isaiah 54 verse 14, he says, in righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt not fear. And from terror, it shall not come near you. Don't fear. Because of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, don't fear. He said, terror won't come near you. Let me read Message translation. It says, you'll be built solid, grounded in righteousness, far from trouble, nothing of fear, far from terror. It won't even come close. I declare over you, your family, your siblings, everybody identified with you, all your loved ones, coronavirus will not come near you in the name of Jesus. You are made free. You are shielded. You are protected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No infection will come near your dwelling in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, you will be far from terror. It won't even come close. God will guide your steps. It won't come near you. God will ensure in the realm of the spirit that the disease will not come near you in the name of Jesus. Come on, go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost for a few seconds. Lika bashata baranaha. Rekuzinando shapahaha. Yembranosha aganamatuzina. Come on. Rinenemosha. Bakakusinenemunde. Epreleteta bakata. You are shielded. You are protected. Nothing of fear. Far from terror. It will come close to your family. It will come close to your spouse. It will come close to your children. It will come close to your family. It will come close to your parents. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every member of Shadow Grace Center, every member of Kisses and Not Club. No terror will come nigh your dwelling. It will not come close in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. I pray for you listening. In the name of Jesus, coronavirus will not come near you. Lika barosha, mendozene kateta, ebrasha la barata, rikenu zene mateta, lembrashata mando salamande, jeborasha kamando zinita, ruzani matelage, rushaba ezalatatata, eramando shabarada kaza, embrananto zalabato ganeza, ebrekota la baruza, rushaneza. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number eight reason why you should not be afraid. It's awesome. It's because you and I, we have angels. We have the angels of God. I remember the story that Papa Kenneth Higgins told in his books, in which he had a vision, and in the vision Jesus Christ appeared to him and he was teaching him certain things. And then he said there was this mighty big being that was also there, whose head was reaching to the ceiling, almost reached to the ceiling. And Kenneth Hagin said he asked Jesus Christ in that open vision that who is that fellow. And Jesus Christ told him, that is your angel. And Kenneth Hagin was like, oh, I don't understand. How can it be my angel? Is there anything like that in the scripture? And Jesus Christ showed him the scripture where the Bible says that the angels of these little children, they are beholding my Father in heaven. He said, when we grow up, the angels, they don't leave us. They are still with us. Hallelujah. So we have angels. It's a world that is infested with demons and sickness and disease and all kind of crazy stuff. Armed robbers, 419, people that are ready to defraud. However, we should also know that we have angels. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, it says, "Are they not all ministering spirits that are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" The angels of God, ministering spirits, are available for us who are the heirs of salvation. In Psalm 91, 11 to 12, He will give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And I can go on and show you scriptures where the Bible talks about angels. In Psalm 91, 11 to 12, in my message translation, He says He ordered His angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You will not fall in the name of Jesus. Amplified version of Psalm 91, 11 to 12 says, He will give His angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Have an understanding that every time and all of the time that you step out of your house, your home, and while you are even in your house, even while you are sleeping, the angels of God, they are guarding you. You have to have that understanding. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and deliver them. God will deliver you through His angels. The angels of God will encamp round about you in the name of Jesus. Message translation of Psalm 34, verse 7 says, God's angel, they set up a circle of protection around us while we pray. You've got angels. I've got angels. These angels will ensure that no sickness, no disease come near you. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Every time you step out with the consciousness that you have this heavenly being surrounding you. Glory to God. Number nine, reason why you should not be afraid. We have authority in the name of Jesus. We have authority in the name of Jesus. In Colossians 2, 14 to 15, it says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, He took it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. Verse 15, having spoiled principalities and powers, He made the show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In other words, Jesus Christ triumphed over every spirit, every demonic power, every spirit behind every sickness and every disease, every spirit behind coronavirus. God, Jesus Christ, spoiled them, destroyed them, disarmed them. In the message translation, the Bible says in verse 14 of Colossians chapter 2, the slate wiped clean, that old arrest warrant cancelled and nailed to Christ's cross. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham authority at the cross and marched them naked through the street. You see, Jesus Christ, when He died and rose on the third day, He triumphed over every sickness and every disease. He lined them up. You see, in those days, when they go to war, when they come back and they are victorious, the victorious city will line up the people they brought in chains, and they will parade them all through the town and proclaim to the people that we are victorious over these people. That was the picture that Apostle Paul was presented here when he says, having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them, lined up every demons, every power that be before the body of Christ, and told us, I overcame this spirit, I overcame every spirit behind every sickness, every disease, every virus, every attack of the enemy, I overcame. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Glory to God. May God open the eyes of your understanding. May God open your eyes to see the revelation behind what Jesus Christ did for us. Number 10 reason, which is the last reason we are looking at why you shouldn't be afraid, is because God is with us. God is with you and I. God is on our side, around us, in front of us, behind us, 24 hours, 7 days of the week, 12 months of the year, all year round, all your lifetime. God is with you. He will not abandon you. In Matthew 28:20, he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. I want you to have an assurance that God is with you. Jesus is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. The Trinity is with you. You are not alone. Every time you wake up, you go to bed, just have an understanding that you are not alone. God is with you. God is keeping you. God is in front of you. He's at the back of you. He's behind you. He's around you. To your right, to your left, everywhere. God is with you. He has released his angels to encamp around about you. God's word is with us. Jesus is with you. And with all of this combination, I want you to know you are more than a conqueror. You will not die. You will not bury anybody in your family. You will be preserved. As long as you stay close to God, you will be preserved in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. God will increase you. God will honor you in the name of Jesus. You will not die before your time. God will ensure that you are shielded and protected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus, I would like to present us an opportunity to do so. It is the greatest decision you will ever take in your life. If you are making that decision this morning, say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I declare you died for my sin. You rose up on the third day. From today, I'm a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. In Jesus' name. Congratulations, if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to God's kingdom. Please kindly leave a comment or send us a message on any of our social media handles so that we can send you the relevant materials. God bless you.
This is the end of the message. We believe you've been blessed. Join us at Shouts of Grace Center on Sundays and Wednesdays, Joker Plaza, Ibadan. God bless you.